Hey everyone, this is Achyuta Bhava from Nightlight Astrology. Happy Friday, everybody. I hope that you guys are going to have a fantastic weekend. And I hope that today's video will give you something exciting to think about over the weekend, as we are going to be looking at Venus's upcoming sextile to Jupiter, which is a really harmonious and auspicious connection. You have a sextile, which is of the nature of Venus, a very positive type of aspect, being formed between Venus, one of the benefics, a bringer of good fortune, joy, pleasant and pleasurable things, and then Jupiter, the god that is associated with abundance. So a nice connection between two benefic planets that's starting to form and will offer us a little bit of relief from the sort of mounting pressure of Mars and Pluto that we talked about yesterday. Let's get into it today. But before I do that, don't forget to like and subscribe. Share your comments in the comment section. Click the notification bell for updates. If you do subscribe, that way you can be notified when a new video pops up or when I go live. You can find transcripts of my daily talks on my website, nightlightastrology.com. If you ever have any questions for me about my readings or my classes or anything like that, you can always email us info@nightlightastrology.com. All right, well, today we're going to be looking at Venus in Gemini sextile to Jupiter in Aries. This is broadly taking place, broadly speaking, between June 26th and July 1st. Let me pull up the real-time clock and give you a look at this. So here is the real-time clock. Let's point it out. For starters, we have Venus at 4 degrees of Gemini by Sunday of this week, June 26th. Getting into that 3-degree range. That's the engagement range. And if we take it forward just a few days, you're going to see it perfecting with Jupiter around June. This is about June 29th. And then if we take it forward, that's next Wednesday, take it forward a few more days, you get about 3 degrees of separation. That's the separation range, still engaged, but separating until July 1st. So that is why we are saying that, you know, overall, you can look at this between, say, June 26th and July 1st. That's about a good solid week worth of this influence being in the air, and it offers us a little bit of relief from the simultaneous presence of Mars and Pluto, which are perfecting at the end of next week, right as this transit is ending. The reason that I think that's positive is because while Mars is squaring Pluto, there's some joy in this other area. It's kind of like there's positive things coming together between Venus and Jupiter, even while the mounting pressure of Mars and Pluto is taking place. So to me, that's a very positive thing. All right. I'm going to stop sharing my screen now. We are going to look, because I believe this is a positive transit overall between two benefics in a sextile, I'm talking about five fun things to watch for. These are, to me, the most constructive or positive things that you could expect from this transit. Starting over the weekend, you might be able to feel it through the following week. And let's start off with big games and big fun. The reason I put it this way is that Venus in Gemini in Mercury's sign, Mercury and Gemini, did you know, Mercury in particular, long associated with games like racquetball or basketball or anything that kind of goes back and forth, or like going out to a park and, I don't know, rollerblading or skateboarding or something, or if you're into what's the thing called where the people flip around over benches and stuff, parkour. So be Mercury, gymnastics associated with Mercury, wrestling associated with Mercury. Venus in Mercury's sign, loves to play games. I remember a couple of years ago, 2020 in the summer, when Venus went retrograde in Gemini, and I started ordering for my kids all of these old school games from my past. And I was like, wow, that's so Venus retrograde in Gemini. Like, I ordered Hungry Hungry Hippos and Chutes and Ladders and, you know, stuff that I remember playing when I was like a little kid. So as Venus in Gemini hits a sextile to Jupiter in Aries, a placement that can be very sporty, I get the feeling of like a kind of sporty, fun energy. Like, if you're someone who likes going to the ballpark, like I do during the summertime, like, great fun time at the ballpark. Venus in Gemini, Jupiter in Aries, you get that kind of like, maybe, you know, going to the game with friends. Or if you're in a softball league or something like that. Now, you know, maybe you're not into that at all. This could also be the kind of thing where it's like, oh, my partner got a Harley and we're taking rides in the country or something, or, you know, I'm taking the top off from the Jeep or something like that. So I like this as kind of a have fun, play games. You know, isn't that a part of the Mary Poppins song? So you can see I'm used to seeing kids movies. Well, what are we doing over the weekend? We are planning to go see Marcel the Shell with Shoes On. Do you guys know this? Speaking of like kids movies and stuff, this is the funniest, sweetest little, I don't even know how to describe it. It's literally a shell with shoes on that talks and has all sorts of funny things to say. And anyway, we're going to go see this movie. Now, isn't that perfect that Venus and Gemini will be sextile to Jupiter and Aries? It's kind of like, you know, fun and playfulness. So big games, big fun. Number two would be multiple impulse purchases. I think this could be mostly harmless, right? So I'm trying to have fun with this. You definitely want to be careful of like putting too much on your credit card or going into debt or being impulsive in a negative or destructive way, because Venus sextile Jupiter is a little bit like, you know, going to the mall on a shopping spree that's just totally goes bananas. But I also like this as like, you know, I don't know, like you occasionally, did you ever go to Target, you know, and you accidentally just fill up your cart, but you find some really useful stuff. I don't know. Like I remember like you can sort of see my shelves in my closet there, which I actually got from Target. And, you know, that was one of those days where I went and I was like literally just going to get like, I don't know, some toiletries or something like that. And I ended up with a shelf and like all this stuff. But it really helped because I was putting together my office. So if you find like fun, multiple impulse purchases, but maybe they're constructive and useful, like they solve problems or they help you get something done, or, you know, for example, I know my wife over the weekend wants to go shopping to get some more flowers for certain, the things that hang by your windows. I forget what those are called. The planters that hang below your, like right off the side of your house on the windows. Anyway, she wants to go get some of those. I was like, isn't this just Venus Jupiter that, you know, like that? I'm thinking of going to baseball game with a friend. So, you know, again, fun, you know, but also like you could end up spending money and sort of, purchasing or getting a lot of things that are maybe useful, maybe a little fun. Like it's the kind of thing where you go to Target and you end up somehow you just decide to buy a few squirt guns and water balloons. And then before you know it, you're having a fight in the yard. You know, that kind of thing could be there in terms of like going out and spending money. So I could see that happening. Number three would be exploring new people and new ideas. It just has a kind of like flirtatious, fun, curious, like I'm going to try on new people. I meet new people in a different setting, or I make some new connections, or I join some kind of new meetup group or something. Venus in Gemini loves to collect people, and Jupiter in Aries is very quick to like get on board with something. So I see this as like social butterfly energy. And at least experimenting with something and very quickly being like, I'll go do that with this person or something like that. So social opportunities or avenues opening up quickly that might be fun and interesting. I would watch for that. Number four, this one to me is more sort of practical. When different details start harmonizing, like different things start all coming together and suddenly you're feeling energized and organized and like a bunch of different parts are coming together and making sense, and then boom, you're moving forward with something. The feeling of energy congregating, organizing, and creating momentum. I think that's the most practically exciting thing for people who are in the midst of work or learning or studying or you know, trying to get something done. Like if you're in like, I'm trying to get something done, and you know, we do have Mars, Pluto in the background. So for a lot of us, there's going to be this like, you know, the engine, the little engine that could energy, like, I got to get this stuff done. Well, it's nice to have Venus and Jupiter sextiling, because that, especially Venus in Mercury, some air sign, because that harmonizes a lot of moving parts, which, you know, can be exactly the kind of thing that bogs us down. It's like, I've got this project, there's so many different people and things. And suddenly it's just, have you ever had that moment where you're like, well, for me, it was moving in last year to our new house here in Minnesota. We rented for a year, and then we looked for a home and we got one and we moved in. And so then as we were moving in, it was like, you know, there were certain days where it felt like doing two things took the whole day, and it was really frustrating because you're thinking, I've got these 5 days to move in, and like, I got two things done today, and it all involved like the internet or something stupid like this. Then you hit a day where it's like 50 boxes unpacked, like just, you're just tearing through things, and it just feels like, oh no, I need this. And you know, my wife is like, oh, it's right here. Or, you know, Venus Jupiter in this configuration with Venus and Gemini has that feeling of like things coming together easily and smoothly and quickly and effectively with energy and enthusiasm. So that you may feel that starting a Sunday through Friday of this next week, like a lot of things kind of coming together and moving and feeling excited, which alongside of Mars Pluto might really contribute to that kind of get shit done quality that we talked about yesterday. Number five is last one that I have to share, and that is art, design, or creativity with a purpose. Let me give you an example. There is someone in our spiritual community who we try to support in building this spiritual leaders platform. We do this for, you know, this is part of Bhakti in general. It's like the people, your mentors, you try to serve them. So help them build their website or help them maintain it, or, you know, just do things to help whatever they're doing to help people with learning Bhakti. You try to help them, you know. So it's like, I have a team of people, you know, that help me, that I pay, like as a part of the, you know, the Nightlight business. In Bhakti, it's a bit, it's like service. Like no one's paying us to do this. This is just, it's like service that you do to support people who are also giving their time freely to support people. That's a big part of Bhakti. So one of the ideas that we came up with recently was to try to get a friend of ours who's a professional photographer to do some photography for one of the gurus in our tradition to just help with their social media and their website and things like that. It was like, I realized that the likelihood that this would be coming together and the process would be moving along is going to happen right as Venus and Jupiter get together, the goddess of art, you know, design, especially in a Mercury ruled sign, beauty, and Jupiter, the guru, the professor, the sage. So, you know, the meaningful joining of like creativity with purpose or belief with aesthetics and art, or you know, women and women and like, let's say, what's the formal roles like of leadership and like women as gurus or women as professors or something like that. In many Indian traditions, sort of like the Catholic tradition, there still needs to be a lot of progress made in terms of empowering women to be given all of the official like rights and titles and things like that. That's something that my wife and I are really passionate about. We really want in our lifetime to see some big progress made in that way. So that's something that we care about. Well, this is also meant to be helping a woman in leadership in particular. That feeds into that Venus-Jupiter dynamic, right? So it wouldn't surprise me to see like, you know, religion and women or anything sort of Venusian, artistic, feminine, sensual, paired with the moral, theological, religious, or philosophical dimensions of Jupiter positively coming together, or any kind of art, design, or creativity that has some larger, you know, ideal or purpose behind it, whether it's religious or political or, you know, like whatever it is. So those are the five things that I see as the most constructive upcoming elements of Venus sextiling Jupiter. So remember, Venus in Gemini sextiles Jupiter in Aries. You're going to see this from June 26th through about July 1st. To me, that's the range within which you should really start to feel the planetary, notice it and see it. I would love to hear your stories. So as you take this into the weekend, you start noticing these things coming into next week, and you can always come back to this, re-listen to it, share your story using the hashtag grabbed. Remember that one of the ancient names for the planets was grahas, grabbers. they grab us, and then we reflect and we grasp their teachings or their divine presence in our life. You can also email if you don't feel like sharing with the hashtag grabbed@nightlightastrology.com. So we probably doing another grabbed episode in July at this point. There's a bunch of big stuff coming up next week. Maybe I'll fit one in next week. There were some really like funny and bizarre Venus Saturn stories that came in that I'm excited to share some of those. So yeah, we'll for sure be doing a grabbed episode sometime soon. That's what I've got for now. Don't forget to like and subscribe, share your comments, click the notification bell for updates when you subscribe. You can always find a transcript of my talks on my website, nightlightastrology.com, where you can check out my readings and classes as well. All right, that's what I've got for today. Have a fantastic weekend, everybody. Bye.